This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Several dozen Fort Worth Symphony musicians picketed outside the orchestra's downtown performance home, Bass Hall, on Thursday. Their green shirts read, "Growth, not cuts." They'd just gone on strike. We caught up with marching musicians and the orchestra's president, who says despite some improvements for players, tough times still demand a financial sacrifice. Musicians are fed up. This face-off has been festering for at least 14 months since the old contract from 2010, with built-in pay cuts north of 10%, ran out. Bass player Paul Unger said the economy and city are now growing. It's time for pay to grow, too.
Management said they were going to increase the number of donors and they were going to increase fundraising to get the orchestra back to where it was. They haven't done that. Instead, they've come back seeking more pay cuts.
The tentative contract musicians rejected Tuesday calls for a 6.5% pay cut the first year, with small increases to follow. Symphony president Amy Adkins says ticket sales and fundraising are up, but some corporate donations are significantly down, leaving a $700,000 deficit. Adkins thought she had a deal.
We've been negotiating in good faith for 15 months, and last week had reached tentative agreement. We're baffled, frankly, by this turn of events. Just yesterday, the union came and had completely reversed course, has now asked for increases in every year of the contract, which is a complete reversal of our tentative agreement that we had reached. What we need to solve this is mutual sacrifice.
Unger is skeptical. The last contract, he says, just after the recession, musicians were sympathetic. No more. Now it's time for symphony fundraisers to perform.
For the last year, we've heard from management that there's just no money in Fort Worth and that donors aren't giving at the level they used to. But the Fort Worth Opera last week just announced they raised $1 million and doubled their donors in 3 months. So they just proved that what management's saying is wrong.
Adkins disagrees, saying Unger has it wrong.
This is a competitive deal. We don't want to ask our musicians for cuts. We adore our musicians. We don't want this. But if we are going to survive, it is absolutely necessary.
Tonight, Saturday and Sunday, was the Fort Worth Symphony's season opening concerts, all canceled. Here's where both sides agree. No one wins in a strike. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.